On your morning team show on WSGW, a little musical setup for you this morning.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
I got a shirt.
You're gonna clap your hands, gonna wanna dance.
Hear what?
Good news, got that old made new, got that joy coming.
This is Mandisa.
Okay.
American Idol contestant this season.
Oh, all right.
She didn't win, but she's gone to a very successful gospel and contemporary Christian career. In fact, winning a Grammy Award, too. Song called Good News. As you're in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie at Lewis in your home studio.
Indeed.
And we play
catchy little tune.
Like yeah.
Yeah, sometimes those that don't win, actually, they come in, you know, further down the line of the show, end up with good careers.
Well, is that Jennifer Hudson, right? She didn't win.
Yeah,
did
yeah, yeah, right, yeah. Right.
That's a great example. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the best.
We play the good news song because, Art Lewis, you tell me you have good news to pass along.
I have good news, and it pertains strictly to Dave and me.
Oh. Really?
Uh-oh. Yes.
Really?
Oh, very well. All right. Well,
something to do with age, I suspect.
comes under the category of hope.
Okay.
Okay.
Recently, the oldest U.S. park ranger retired at 100.
Oh, so you guys.
So Dave and I have hope.
You can keep doing this for another 20 years?
Yeah. If I have to look like that ranger to live to be a... I don't know that I want to.
Oh. Not only that, what's really interesting about her... What's really interesting about her is she had a career change at 89 when she joined the Park Service.
Well, now there's an opportunity for us. Maybe we retire to the park, Art.
Do you want to wear one of those funny little hats? You got to wear that funny hat, you know.
Yeah, they're actually looking for park workers in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She was an interpreter at the Rosie Riveter Park in California in the World War II park.
Oh, I was just saying, what was she doing before she had a career change?
Did a variety of things. Yeah. So I don't know that much about her other than the fact that she was 100 when she retired.
Very good.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. All right, there you guys go.
Very cool.
Another 20 years, you guys will be here.
Well, we're both still here.
If you will accomplish that, then you will be able to accomplish what my long desired goal in life is, of course, Art Lewis.
Which is?
That I know to retire before I do.
So we'll get to attend Charlie's retirement party.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
You attend and speak at my retirement party instead of reverse.
Let's see what she did
here. That's my goal.
I'm curious. Now, it was a story on the line. I'm trying to see if she did anything. She made her prolonged impact. Talking about the National Park Service. She was born in Detroit. Oh, she's a Detroit girl.
Oh,
wow.
Maybe that's the Rosie Riveter connection there.
Story gets
born
even better.
Born in 1921. Family moved to California. I know in World War II, she went to work for the Air Force, and she quit when she found out they hired her because they thought she was white.
And really?
She quit because she's not. Yeah. It's amazing. It's a great story. She received the presidential coin from Barack Obama and lit the national Christmas tree.
Quite a life she's led.
She's led quite a life for this gal. Yeah,
we say congratulations on 100 years.
Retired on Thursday at the age of 100.
Yeah, gotta like a story like that.